Spilling a glass of wine can create a minor nightmare, especially if it's on something which is hard to clean. But some vintners on the Central Coast are not only saying it's okay to spill some of their famous Pinot Noir, they're encouraging people to do it. It's a chance for you to go online and create wine art.
The swirl machine is a way to embody the laid-back wine atmosphere of Santa Maria. A user can go online to santamariavalley.com/swirl. They can pick how swirly they are, and then they get to watch this machine fill up a glass of wine based on their settings, throw it against a piece of canvas, and then digitally get that back to them with their swirl analysis.
Rob Gadke is with KPS3, a marketing and digital communications agency. It created what's called the swirl machine for the Santa Maria Chamber and Visitors Bureau.
Funny when you talk about wine and you see a wine spill, it's pretty. It's neat and it's unique. They're all kind of like snowflakes and none of them are the same. So, you know, it just kind of all made sense.
The idea is to build public awareness about the Santa Maria Valley's often overlooked wine industry, which is overshadowed by the Santa Ynez Valley.
The Santa Maria Valley wine region is still the secret, and I think that the industry is very familiar because we are one of the oldest AVAs in California, but I think to the consumer base, it's still really untapped. And so what we've done is we've created this machine to really start a conversation around not just Santa Maria Valley wines, but the vibe that you have once you're here. It's a very unpretentious wine region.
Jennifer Harrison is director of the Santa Maria Valley Chamber and Visitors Bureau.
What we consider Santa Maria Valley wine region is really anything north of Los Alamos. We have some of the oldest wineries and some of the largest wineries in the region. It's a fairly large region and hundreds of vineyards. That allows us to have about 34 tasting rooms.
So efforts to get people to learn more about the Santa Maria Valley and its wine led to the Swirl Machine. It was created specifically for this effort. You sign up and the website asks how big a glass of wine you want. And it asks how swirly you want the wine to be, hardly at all, or extremely swirly. You then watch the web picture as the machine takes the glass of wine and swirls it to create a splash zone, creating your custom art.
They're in the browser. They're basically getting in line. You get to pick your settings. So do you want a full glass or an empty glass? And that browser is then talking to all of the servers that we have set up. And in turn, they are talking to a physical machine that is running a pump or it's running a motor that's spinning. And all of that is happening pretty instantaneously over the internet. Once that glass is full and it's spinning, there's actually a pneumatic cylinder that shoves the wine glass forward to fling the wine up against the art.
The website then makes your custom artwork available to download. Rob Gadke with KPS3 admits developing the one-of-a-kind machine wasn't easy.
We actually started out the idea probably a year ago. So it took us over a year to build this machine. And it went through, this is actually the fourth iteration. It went from a little box to a bigger box, and now it's probably a 4-foot by 4-foot machine. So lots of broken wine glasses, lots of ruined T-shirts, and lots of broken parts.
And as you see the machine in action, one thing hits you. It seems like a waste of a good Central Coast Pinot Noir. The Chamber and Visitors Bureau's Jennifer Harrison.
The actual spill itself is made up of just some food coloring and water and different components to make it look true to Santa Maria style Pinot Noir.
So in other words, no wine was harmed in the making of this art.
No wine has been harmed in the making of our swirl machine. That is correct.
If you want to try your hand at the art, the project is easy to find. The website is santamariavalley.com/swirl. You may have to wait in a virtual online queue, but creating your work takes just a few moments, and you get to watch it happen. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.